Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again this week as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's narration will be on Psalm 10. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they have devised. For the wicked boasts of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. His ways prosper at all times. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them. He says in his heart, I shall not be moved. Throughout all generations, I shall not meet adversity. His mouth is filled with cursing and deceit and oppression. Under his tongue are mischief and iniquity. He sits in ambush in the villages. In hiding places, he murders the innocent. His eyes stealthily watch for the helpless. He lurks in ambush like a lion in his thicket. He lurks that he may seize the poor. He seizes the poor when he draws him into his net. The helpless are crushed, sink down, and fall by his might. He says in his heart, God has forgotten. He has hidden his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Forget not the afflicted. Why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, you will not call to account? But you do see, for you note mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hands. To you the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account till you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Does this prayer of David sound familiar? If we didn't know that the first two lines came from the Bible, we might think that they were lines from our own personal prayers. Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? These are questions I must admit have come, if not from my lips, certainly from my thoughts at times. It never ceases to amaze me that God's word in the Scriptures, the words and actions of assorted heroes and famous people of the Bible, are so absolutely similar to every person's life today, more than 2,000 years later. Just as David was lamenting to God the wretchedness of evil things happening to innocent, God-fearing people, Christians still today must put up with all kinds of unpleasant, evil, and downright wicked offenses against us and people we love. While much of our distress in life comes directly from the sad result of original sin in the world by way of illnesses, quarrels and fights among family and church members, road accidents and earthly damages from earthquakes, tornadoes, and floods, I believe that the psalm today is referring specifically to the wicked unbelievers who often surround us, cursing us and renouncing our Lord God. It is the most heinous of sins against God, the unforgivable sin it's been called, rejecting Christ. The wicked characters outlined in the passage are described as greedy, arrogant, boastful, scheming, deceitful, evil, mischievous, oppressive, and even murderous. They are hurtful, and they're bullies to the helpless, the innocent, the weak, and the poor. How could anyone see them as anything but despicable? And worst of all, they curse and mock God, foolishly believing that God does not notice their corrupt ways. How wrong they are! For God does notice. He sees everything. Sometimes we are the bully, and our consciences drive us to repentance and forgiveness so that we are right with God again. But probably more often, we see or feel attacks and think we are suffering alone, that God has indeed turned away from us. But that simply is not true. It is a lie that Satan would love for us to buy into. The devil would love for us to take vengeance into our own hands, lash out, fall into despair, and even join those around us who renounce Christ in all his ways, dangerously aligning ourselves with the wicked. But fear not, friends, for the Lord has not abandoned you or me, even in the midst of great strife. God is faithful and just. He will protect us. He will hold all accountable, and he will judge and condemn the wicked. Our strength comes from the Lord God Almighty alone. The wicked were pursuing David and others like ravenous lions waiting to pounce. Well, we too are surrounded by lions and must be on our guard against those ready to pounce and draw us into their net of wickedness, debauchery, and sin. As written in the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, God's word urges us to cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith. That faith given to us through Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit by the grace of God is the key to our hope against all evils, especially the devil. God sees all. He hears all. Through Christ, we have been rescued from the eternal snare of hell to the glorious kingdom of heaven one day. For now, we cry out to God and trust him to work all things for our good as he has promised to do. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. That from Romans 8:28. By faith, we believe that promise. The same grace and promise given to Moses and to Joshua amidst many, many trials and afflictions gave this assurance recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. That same grace and promise was also given to the disciples. That same Lord our God was with them in the midst of their fear, suffering, and doubts, on top of a mountain in Galilee where Jesus lovingly and with all authority gathered and directed them to go into the world to make disciples and to baptize people in all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with this promise. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. God is greater than all the powers of Satan. He does not stand far away or hide himself in times of trouble. He is with us always, and the same grace and promise from God our Father is ours still today. He is with us until the end of the age, which means until Christ returns, or our earthly death. No human friend or relative can span all of creation with that promise in spite of their good intentions. Only our Lord can fulfill that promise of eternal life. The final three verses from Psalm 10 are beautiful. David's answer to his own questions, demonstrating his hope and trust in the Lord. They are for us now to trust in and to recall in the midst of our own struggles. The Lord is King forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. We pray, Dear Lord, forgive us when we do not honor your name in the midst of our earthly struggles. Help us to remember your promises to be with us, and guide us to live our lives joyfully to your glory and in the certain hope of life everlasting in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.